Good afternoon, sir. So, the taxi to the airport is arriving in half an hour. I've picked all your suits from the dry cleaners. Your dog is safe and sound at your sister's house. And I've managed to secure rooms at the Rosewood. Yes, accommodation was booked a little nearer to the convention site already, but it was nowhere near good enough. Don't be absurd, sir. You deserve it. If you're going to be flung halfway around the world on a moment's notice because Mr. Atherton has effectively bottled it and put you in the firing line, well, the least I can do is secure you a suite with a comfortable bed and a passable room service menu. Yes, I was responsible for booking the original accommodation. You may be able to tell, sir, I don't care much for Mr. Atherton. The thread count of his sheets does not overly concern me. Other than that, your luggage is downstairs, your boarding pass has been sent to your phone, and everyone is aware you will not be available until Friday. Is there anything else you need before the cab arrives? Sir? Sir, are you all right? Let me... Maybe it's the light, but if I could just have a look at... No. Not the light. Oh, sir, you look exhausted. All these shadows. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I know you're being run ragged at the moment. First in, last out, every day. Every day. When was the last time you spent a whole 24 hours out of this office? Thought so. Let me just get behind you and see. Your poor neck and shoulders. They're like bricks, they're so tight. Here. We have a little time, let me just massage them for you. See if we can loosen you up. We don't want you getting a migraine on the plane. Sir, relax. I don't mind. It isn't inappropriate. I'm your personal assistant. Let me personally assist. Does that feel good? I thought so. You can moan if you like, sir. Don't suppress it on my account. I like feedback that I'm doing my job well. Besides, you don't have to worry about anyone coming in here before you leave. Because I threatened disembowelment to anyone who disturbed you whilst you were preparing for this horrible meeting. Well, I don't care about being nice. I'm not bothered about being popular. I'm yours. Not theirs. I do what's best for you. Always. Which is why, I'd like to do something else for you. I'd say it's pretty obvious what I'm doing, sir. I'm going to use my body to help you come. Yes, you do need to come. I manage your schedule, remember? Professional and private. And I know, for the past month, You've been working yourself to the bone, sleeping here sometimes. You seem so wound up, pent up. I think a good night's sleep and a hot, satisfying orgasm, and you'll be back to your best in no time. Oh, sir, it may come as a shock to you, but I want to. I like you. Do you like me? I always want to look my best for you, reflect well on you. Thank you, sir. I always think about you when I'm getting dressed. And I think about a very specific part of you when I'm putting on my lipstick. Does my tongue feel good? I can go deeper, sir, if you'd like. No, it feels good. This is about you, sir. Oh, did I do something wrong, sir? No? Then why did you stop me? Of course you can have me properly. No. Don't get up. Let me ride you, sir. I told you, I want you to relax. Let me just grip the base of your cock and lower down onto you. Yes. Yes, I feel good. Fuck. Worry about lasting long. Yes. Yes, it feels good. Oh. For months. Been thinking about this since you hired me. Good. Using me, sir. No, sir. No, I won't move. Yes. Of course you can kiss me if you like. We'd We'd better tidy up, sir. That's probably the cab. Idling outside, running up a bill. Pardon? I did, didn't I? I did say I'd booked rooms, plural. Well, naturally, I'm coming with you. It's going to be a rather stressful, laborious and taxing trip. I figured you might need the services of your personal assistant.